Jonathan Jones after practice on one of the hottest days of camp so far.
Yeah, man, enjoying it, man. We out here competing, you know, every day. It's been good, getting good reps. Getting out here on the defense and just going after it. We got a good group of guys out here. We're competing every day, and I'm excited to be here.
When you've spent so much time and all of your real years at camp in one organization, now you get to do it and see what it's like in another place. How refreshing is that, and what are some of the takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to join and gain a different perspective at this point in my career. It's awesome to see, you know, how another organization does things. And we're out here working, and I enjoy it. And I'm just glad to be here.
Coach was giving you a lot of credit for just the competition you've brought to the corner room. It does seem like from a year ago at this time when you weren't here, there's massive growth at that position. Yourself, Amos, obviously, Lattimore getting healthier, all factors. How do you feel camp has gone for the corners so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think we did all, they did a good job bringing in a good group of guys. And we come in and we compete. We make each other better. I think there's some good camaraderie within the group. And it's a joy to be out here. Like every day we come out ready to work. And you can see it in the guys in the room.
From a baseball perspective in a bullpen, there's roles for everybody. And everybody kind of knows, okay, seventh inning, lefty, it's me. In a corner room, it's a little different because there's a pecking order. But are you guys still trying to find your way as to like what you do and provide that maybe somebody else doesn't and how everybody fits into the puzzle?
Yeah, I think Coach is going to do a good job of giving us the best opportunity to win. And I think in training camp, it's our job to show our skill set and get better as a team. And so when that time comes, he can utilize us the best way possible.
After they signed you, I went back and watched Jonathan Jones highlights, tapes, and on YouTube. It's just so obvious. You're so willing physically. Like you come downhill for a guy that's not very big and you thump. How far back in your football history does that violence, so to speak, go?
Man, that starts back in the backyard, man. My pops would put me and my neighbor out in the backyard and see who would tap out first. So it's just in you. You know, if you're a physical guy, I think it's just a trademark of you, and it's something I love to carry with me.
Do you see yourself as playing more inside, outside? How do you anticipate your role going?
Yeah, wherever they need me. I'm learning both, being prepared to play both, and so that's kind of where I stand.
Last year, did you take more snaps at one or the other?
Yeah, I think they started to use me more outside last year, even towards the last 2 or 3 years, you know, in New England. But, you know, I spent my first, you know, 7, 8 years inside, so I'm comfortable with both.
I had heard Dan Quinn mention, I think it was DQ, that you are a pilot, like you flew yourself here.
Yeah.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah.
So when did you get your pilot's license? That's fascinating.
Yeah, a few years back when I was in New England. So I've been enjoying it, you know, taking the family on trips, commuting back and forth to work here during the off-season, OTAs and stuff. So it's kind of fun, little hobby I have in the off-season.
So do you fly the plane yourself, or do you need someone with you, like that is a pro, or you are the pro?
No, I am the pro. So it's just me commuting back and forth. Got a TBM, little six-seater turboprop, man. So I just enjoy commuting.
So you have your own plane?
Yeah.
Okay, so you use letters. I don't know what that means. So, yeah. Like, what's – it's a little PJ, right?
Yeah, it's a TBM. It's a six-seater turboprop, so it's a nice little get-up.
And you keep it at an airport here or where?
Yeah, when I fly here, fly into here, one of the local airports here.
That is
here.
Wild.
Yeah.
So had you always – like, I'm utterly fascinated by, like, flying. When I'm on an airplane, all I think about is, what's it look like up there? Like, had you always been curious about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think every kid looks up in the sky and says, how does that happen? But I just kind of grew up just motors, you know, motorcycles, dirt bikes, four wheels, just things like that. Then I saw that general aviation was an option, never knew it was a thing. Kind of always knew, like, as a pilot, as a career, obviously knew I wanted to play football and not be a pilot. So once I realized you could do that as general aviation, I went out, booked a Discovery flight, and fell in love with it.
So when you leave camp, if you had a day off, do you ever, like, fly home or fly back somewhere else?
Yeah. My wife, she's 9 months pregnant, so we're expecting here at the end of the month. She's back in Charlotte, so if I get some time off, shoot down to see her, check in on her.
And what's the longest flight you've taken? Have you done anything international?
When I went to the Bahamas this summer, back in June, me and my wife went over for her birthday, flew over to the Bahamas.
It's just you and her in the plane?
Yeah, just us, and it was a nice little trip.
These are dumb questions, but I'm amazed by them.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, it was awesome. It was a little trip for her birthday. Two of us, about a two-hour flight from Charlotte, so not bad.
Wow. Yeah. All right, cool. Well done, and I look forward to seeing you play here in D.C.
All right, appreciate it. Have a good one. Thanks.
Jonathan Jones. I over-talked about him being a pilot. Like, the last 3 minutes of that interview were just at questions about him being a pilot. You'll have to forgive me. I've never interviewed an NFL player who flies himself to and from the facility.
That's something. Again.
Did I overdo it?
No.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's a detail that some people are like, I play video games. Okay, buddy. How's Call of Duty going? Are you good?
I normally say to people, like, what's your hobby when you get outside of football? And they're like, I like to hunt. I like to fish. I like to play video games. I like to watch basketball.
I leave the safety of the earth and I go up.
I fly 30,000 feet up in the air.
Wow.
He flew his wife to the Bahamas, man. Yeah. And they just got off the plane and they were there.
There's so much about, like, you're not going through Dulles for that. You got, like, some smaller airport. Like, how do you get clearance? Like, you know all the call signs where you're like, TK421 for requesting a landing platform? They're like, negative. You can't right now. And you just circle for a while with the other big jumbo jets that are landing. Like, what?
I got a rap lyric for you.
Oh.
I want to see if you can place it. There's no chance you will.
All right.
Just bought a plane, so we change in the weather now.
Who is out? I'm out. No idea.
It's Ludacris.
Oh, yeah. I figured.
From Get Back.
Mm.
Remember Ludacris? Get Back? Nothing?
No. I mean, I remember Ludacris, but yeah. I don't know which
Chris Get Bridges? Back one. Yeah. Or is it Ludacris? But my point in bringing that up, Danny, is Jonathan Jones can change the weather. You don't like how hot it is in D.C.
today? Go somewhere else?
My guy bought a plane. He has changed the weather, man.
That is wild.
He'll just go somewhere where it's more pleasant.
I hope he plays well this year and everything, but like, I mostly want him to be around for more plane questions.
Yeah. That would be nice. I think he's had a good camp. The corner room in general has played very well. Here is my concern or nervousness. Sounds negative, but I wonder if they're just looking good because this receiver room without Terry McLaurin allows them to.
I think both are true. They're better than they were last year.
They have to be better.
Dubious honor, but
Amos
yes.
can play. Lattimore's not going to stink again. Jones wasn't here and is a massive upgrade over Michael Davis and some of those other veterans. Sanra still is really good. We saw that last season, and he's probably going to be better in year two. They've got to be pretty solid at corner, I would think.
Yeah. I'm not confident in Lattimore. I think.
But he's not going to play as bad as he was last year.
I don't know.
Because he's healthier.
But for now, I mean, that's part of the pathology. Is he plays seven games, and he's hampered for the other six or seven that he plays. I just don't believe that he's all of a sudden going to become healthy. But to me, they're better because of Amos, because of Jones. And Sandra's still in year two. That's different than St. Juice, Michael Davis, whatever. Noah Igbinoghene was their second corner last year for the better part of the year. He'll be fourth or fifth.